Woof. Four woofs for four gentlemen who have returned to the podcast studio like a little lost puppy. The non-chasers sort of went into the abyss for a couple of weeks. Gunnar, we can blame you for that. But we're back.
I'm not sure about that.
No. We're back. All good dogs find their home, don't they, Gunnar?
Just a bit of kennel cough, so we're away for a couple of weeks.
And today the boys reunite here in down at Sportsbet HQ, of course. Paddy Garshay, your host of the non-chasers, flanked by Andrew Gunner. How are you, Andrew?
Good, mate.
Very nice.
Better than I was the past few days.
Well, I heard you've been a little bit crook. We'll get to that a little bit later. But no, mate, it's good to have you back. And the man who hails from Limerick in Ireland, have I got that right? Ah, bugger, I knew it. I just had to, it was a 50-50 chance, but we'll go with you. The man who hails from Limerick.
What, 50-50 chance because you think there's only two towns in Ireland?
Limerick from Ireland, Patty, welcome.
Very nice to be here.
No, oh, yeah. He's Patty. You're Patty.
Oh, well,
yeah,
Patty.
I get really upset with this. Patty is not a nice term to be called in Ireland.
I'm so accustomed to saying
Patty. We'll add two D's there and get it right.
What if I started rolling?
Nothing
Patty.
Wrong with two D's, are there?
Easy.
So that's actually quite sharp from you, Gunner. I didn't think you had that in the locker. So what would you do if I started rolling with Patty? You know, it'd be a bit confusing, wouldn't it?
It's okay. We won't fight over it.
We'd work past it. I like it. All right. Well, the other man who hails from the northwest of the Great Island Land. That was poor. Kenny.
At least it wasn't Scottish.
Kenny, my friend. You can tell I've been away for 3 weeks, boys. Rust is coming out of my ears. Kenny, how are you, my friend?
Yeah, all's good. Great to be back. Could have gone off for a few days as well. So,
where have you been, mate? Because we were meant to record yesterday, and a minute to midnight, you ring me up and go, "Oh man, I'm feeling sick."
Not sure it went like that.
What happened? What did you eat? What did you drink? Why have you been crook? Or were you just doing the old faithful calling in sick so you could go and play golf?
No, I was still doing some work from home. Just don't want to come in and poison everyone else in the office. But you go to the doctor for like a simple sort of checkup, just to knock on the head, whatever you've got. And go to the pharmacy with the scripts that have, it's just overkill. And you pay $100 and you come away with enough to start your own Pablo Escobar franchise.
Well, that's right. You need to get
that. It's just like fair dinkum, like.
So you spent $100 on prescription medicine. So you are getting ripped off, mate. Yep, you've got to get the generic brand.
That's the way I felt, so.
The two Irish boys. You went to, had a little sojourn over to Perth since the last time we spoke. I'm sure the listeners are very keen to hear all about this. But give us a little synopsis of what happened, fellas.
We went to Cannington.
Starts with drinking, I guess.
No, how many beers did you drink on the 4-hour trip? Sorry, the 3-hour flight over. 3.5.
It's not hard to lose your memory after, what, 5 or 6? So I'm not sure.
I'm tipping the lounge got a couple. You got a couple away there.
No,
beforehand.
We booked like the, what was the name of the lounge?
The Rex Lounge. Never go there.
Hang on, what's it? Never go there. A Rex plane to Perth?
No, it wasn't Rex, but we booked like, we wanted like the lounge, like where you get the free beer and all the free food.
Yeah, I know. So you paid to go to the Rex Lounge, but then you flew with someone else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't even know you could do that.
That's impressive. Yeah. You've rorted the system. The Rex Lounge is good. It's good.
It's not great,
but you pay $30 and there's unlimited beer in there.
Unlimited beer between 3 o'clock and 7 p.m. This is 3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And what time were you there?
Our flight was at like 3:30. We showed up
1 o'clock.
Trying to make full
man,
full
there's
use
free
of it.
Tim Tams and little packets of veggie chips.
Okay,
and stuff like that,
yeah, so we had a lot of that and took a fair share from the lounge. So
good. Now, before we continue the Cannington story, now rumors circulating that Kenny uses a beer bottle for his water at the office. Now he has absolutely confirmed that he has walked down here and he is using a beer bottle. What is that? That is a That's a James Squire Four Wives Pilsner filled with water. That is unbelievable. I've never seen that in the workplace in my lifetime. So, Kenny, congrats to you, mate. That's
being environmentally friendly.
Doesn't smell like water. I'll give you the tip.
Well, he's pulling the wool over your eyes. All right, back to Cannington. So you get there. Was it cool and crispy? What was the go? Was excitement in the air? What? Fill us in.
Yeah, it was a really nice spot, yeah. We had a lot better weather, so it was like in the mid-20s, and we've been freezing our asses off here in Melbourne for the last couple of months, so it was nice to get that.
Like that, all right. Get to the nitty-gritty, the racing, how was that?
Yeah, the track was really good. Yeah, we had a good buffet, all you can eat. Sorry, buffet. Well,
Peter always talks about the buffet.
Which lined us up for a heavy
night. Was a bit of a J-up at the moment. It's a little bit more expensive than normal.
Yeah, because didn't they have the seafood option for the Nationals?
I don't know if it was expensive because Patty paid for it. So.
that's not very nice of you, Kenny, to just throw the funds onto the new boy. I heard, Gunner told me that you may have snuck into the winner's bar towards the end of the night at Cannington. Any truth to this?
Yeah, we snuck into a few places. We were on the winner's enclosure. We got into a photo with the last winner, with Cody Charles and Ironbark Lass. We got into like the main area with all the trainers, and we met a.
I can just see Kenny's mind ticking over because he doesn't quite remember much of the end of.
We were looking for photographic evidence the next morning. We knew we were in photos, but we couldn't find much.
He was also very close to sort of jumping on the track and having a run around himself. boys, I'm glad you enjoyed it. We'll have to try and get back over to Cannington. Did you see Pete? We had Pete on the show. Did you see Pete O'Neill?
Yeah, we met Pete. Absolute gentleman.
Did he shout you a beer?
Should have shouted him one.
It was after racing, so I think he was trying to get away from us. Yeah, we met Pete. We met, what's the other guy? David Short. Shorty.
Very nice.
Nobody's heard of him. And
oh, I hope you got Shorty does the podcast with Pete O'Neill.
Yeah. Nice people. And we're talking to a few trainers.
Yeah, you're telling me there's another rival podcast in the
works. They take it a little bit more seriously than what we do.
Okay, very good. All right.
You don't think we're the only podcast, surely?
No, but we're the premier greyhound racing podcast.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yep.
Allegedly goes a long way in this day and age. Andrew Gunner. Nice little segue there, boys. Race the dog competition. We near towards race time. Get involved on the socials. We have made contact with the venue, and
I look forward to you promising an event that you can't deliver on.
No. It will be happening. Don't worry, right. Gunner. Don't worry, mate. There's a lot... and a lot of wiggle room, and it will be sorted.
Not sure there is. Anyway,
there is.
We'll see how this turns out.
There is. So if you're listening now, don't worry. The race dog competition will be going ahead. Mark my words. Boys, what else? A little bit's happened, boss. We've been away for 3 weeks. No word of a lie. Things have been busy down here at Sportsbet HQ. That's not a reason to not deliver a weekly Greyhound podcast. A podcast.
Just poking someone.
Yeah, prodding.
Plenty going on in the Greyhound world with the $1 million chase kicking off. So we're nice and deep into that series. The final at Bull Eye has drawn a red hot field. Not sure how much money passed under the table from the Bull Eye Race Club to get all those dogs up there to qualify, but absolutely cracking final. Unfortunately, it crosses over with the Speedstar, so a few of the dogs that are up there competing don't get a chance in the Speedstar on the weekend. Nonetheless, the Speedstar is still going to be a good series. Yep. But $1 million chase, basically something happening every day. It's terrific that it gets around to all the regional tracks. So we had Bathurst on a Saturday night, which I've not seen in my short tenure being involved in Greyhounds. So it's good that those regional tracks and those country tracks get a lot of exposure during prime time slots.
No, they do a very good job. And one dog which is taking the Greyhound and arguably just the racing industry by storm at the moment is Feral Frankie. Genuine gun. Yeah. Beating records left, right and centre. I was having a chat to the Irish fellas here a bit before off air. They think it's just an absolute superstar and be going on the way, don't you, boys?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's continuing to improve. He's becoming a stronger dog as he's grown in age. And I think he's going to be very hard to beat.
How about that semi-final at Gunnedah a couple of weeks ago? He was damn lucky to stay upright. He had seven trucks coming around that first bend, and somehow it's like he ran through them, and then all of a sudden he's 6 lengths clear.
Yeah, myself and Kenny.
That's Frankie for you.
Myself and Kenny were playing bowling the other day, and the result was that one pin that wouldn't go down. Feral Frankie went into a bend.
It was craziness.
And looked like he should have been bowled over. But he's obviously just as top class dog.
And that if had that have gone different, all over Red Rover, Feral Frankie, $1 million chase.
No, they can go back and try and qualify at a different track. So that's the good part of it.
Why Gunnedah for Feral Frankie? Is that obviously where the big man hails from?
No, I think it's just there'd be trainers that plot a certain path that they think perhaps might be an easy kill for them. As you'd see with the fields at Gunnedah, it didn't attract too many of the city class dogs out there. So you get out there, you get through, you get your ticket to Wentworth Park, and then it's job done. You can focus on the other events that are coming up. So Feral Frankie's obviously down for the Speed Star this weekend, so maybe they'd map that out. Gunnedah being one of the first qualifiers, you get through that, then you can come down for the Speed Star and you can build up their preparation through October and November.
So for just all the get the formalities out of the way and then...
I think so, and that's no...
running at Wentworth Park.
Yeah, I don't want to speak out of turn for the trainer like it was an arrogant move or anything. I just think it's a smart move.
Yeah. I would have done it.
And then took half a second off the track record or thereabouts in the final. So you boys, no doubt, you'll be getting a geography lesson with the $1 million chase, looking up where some of these tracks are. No?
Not really, no. I don't think I'm intending to visit any of these towns or anything, bar Wentworth Park maybe, but...
Oh, it's a very nice place. let me assure you.
Always say that the Americans go to war to teach their kids geography, and maybe we're teaching our kids geography by the $1 million chase.
Well, smart. It's the Australian way. All right, fellas, Speed Star Racing. Now, this is GRV Greyhound Racing Victoria's answer to 2020 cricket. Andrew Gunner and boys, this is the exciting stuff. This is what gets bums on seats down there at Sandown. Sunday, we said it before, Sky 2 free for those playing at home. Very exciting. How does it work, Gunner? It is a little bit different. It's not like your traditional greyhound racing. This is match racing, one dog versus one dog. Generally, the best dog will win. Tell me how it works.
So the best way that I can think to explain it is it's a race within a race. So each...
within a race.
So think of each race, there's a full field of eight dogs. But within that field, there are four match races. So each of these, one runs against two, three versus four, five versus six, seven versus eight. So there'll be a winner of each of the head-to-head races, which I think the winner collects 5K. But then after those four head-to-heads are run, the times get ranked one through to eight, and that's how it determines the winner, the second and the third of the final field. So races within a race. So great for sports punters if you like betting on AFL, rugby, basketball, etc. Because you just get your head-to-heads, so you can bet into those.
Can you multi?
You can multi.
Oh, that's great.
But there's also, if you see a little bit of value in the final field markets, you're basically betting on who's going to have the fastest, second fastest, third fastest time out of all those match races once they're run and finished.
Very good. All right. So it's a race within a race down at Sandown on Sunday. It is. I like it. All right. Let's get stuck into it. The first event, Andrew Gunner, is called the Speed Star. Well, it's just sort of matches races 1 to 4. The first race off the block is Blue Striker at a box one and Spring Bridge at a box three. I like that they don't put them next to each other to avoid a little bit of clashing. Blue Striker, $3.30. Spring Bridge, $1.30. It's actually quite hard to say, Spring Bridge.
Spring Bridge, not really. Anyway, who wants to kick us off?
Take it away. Who's done the form?
Oh, Paddy wants to kick us off. Go, mate.
Yeah, I fancy an upset in the very first... the very first match.
I tend to agree, Paddy.
Yeah, I think Blue Striker here, in terms of pure form, he's not too far behind Spring Bridge, and the prices don't really reflect that. So I'm putting up Blue Striker at a fancy $3.30 in the match bet.
Very nice. All right.
I think Blue Striker will lead this one, but I think match racing really suits Spring Bridge. I expect to run over the top of it late. Yeah, Blue Strikes is just getting on a little bit in age. Spring Bridge one on the rise.
I just realised we've got 20 races here.
Well, right.
Are we going to go to one person to tip one and the other to tip right. the other?
Well, Kenny, got anything to add, or we just go on to match race two?
Give us a little quick synopsis because we could be into Christmas. Who wins it? Be the determining factor, Kenny.
Who wins overall?
No, who wins the first race, the match race?
The first match race? I'm just going to say Spring Bridge.
Okay, beautiful. There we have it. 2-1. All right, second race. Apex Within takes on Extreme Justice.
Yeah, Apex Within is going to love being drawn in box one. I thought it would lead up this one and just be too strong to run down.
Kenny, who wins it?
Apex.
Apex Within, 2-0. Paddy, who wins it?
Apex Within.
Oh, unanimous. I like it. Race three, match race three. Shireno, $1.95. True Detective, $1.85. This is as close as match racing gets, Gunner, isn't it?
It is. So Shireno is one that comes down from interstate. Never quite sure how they're going to go down at the track first look, but I was going to stick with True Detective in this one.
Kenny?
I think Shireno looked more impressive in the trial, so I'll go with him.
Ooh, 1-1, yep. Paddy. After now you're going to be the man who decides who punters should bet on.
After the brilliant TV show, True Detective.
Ooh. Yeah, good 2-1, True Detective. Race four in the 5,950 metre. Far out. In the 595 metre event, Neo Cleo box $1.30. Rockstar Prince $3.60. Gunner.
Yeah, so Neo Cleo was with Rob Britton for a little bit, and the speed was a lot better from her when she was with Rob. So I think, and this is no offense to the Neocleus' trainers, I hope I've got their surname right, but I don't think she's quite been at her best since swapping back kennels. Having said that, I still think she'll lead this one clearly, and at her best, I just don't think Rockstar Prince can run her down.
You're the same there, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of this dog. I think Neocleo will win this, the overall race as well.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go against Neo Cleo because I think she's regressing and I don't like to see dogs in a downward trend and take them on.
All right.
Rockstar Prince.
As a whole, who wins the event? Who wins the 595-metre event?
I think Spring Bridge is the best dog. $2.50. But I saw more value in Neo Cleo's price for the overall.
Okay. $3.40. Kenny?
Yeah, Neo Cleo as well.
Neo Cleo, $3.40.
Yeah, I'm going to have to put up Blue Striker. Ooh. Yeah, if he beats Spring Bridge, he'll have to do the clock to win it. So he's 14 bucks.
This is a good thing. It's interesting because it completely takes a lot of luck out of it. And he's a very smart man, Paddy is over here, because he's just said that he has to pull out an absolute barnstormer of a time if he's going to beat Spring Bridge. If he does that, he goes a long way. $15.
Yeah,
that is smart.
And I think he's around $3.50 to place, which is a good play as well.
So that's the logic. If you see value in the head-to-head bet like Paddy's seen with Blue Striker, then you'll naturally see value in the overall market, and particularly around those place bets as well. That's often where you can find value in the overall markets in these, which we might get to a little bit later on.
I like it. All right, let's rattle through them. The Consolation 515-metre event. Race one, Sweet as Am out of box, $3.25. Crack and Lightning, $4. Gunner, who do you like?
Yeah, I really like Sweet as Am. Look, she's drawn outside and she will go hard for the rail. So you probably want her to not be side to shoulder to shoulder with Crack and Lightning early. You'd probably rather beat it out of length or miss it a length. I just think match racing ideally suited for her. If she gets the rail, she could really put some damaging time on the board, so I couldn't go past her.
Paddy and Kenny?
I fancy the favourite here as well, Sweet as Am.
Yeah, I'm with Sweet as Am as well. Yeah, I'd be very hard beaten here.
I like it. All right, I'm starting to see some dogs that I like here. Campini in the second event. $1.50 faces off with Waging War, $2.60. Gunner?
Yeah, every chance I could end up with egg on my face here, but I know Campini's dynamite for box one, and he looks like a dog that really should be suited to this sort of racing, but I actually saw more value in Waging War here, so I'm tipping it.
Very nice. Boys?
I'm going to go with Campini for the exact reasons Gunner just said. So I fancy him here. I think he's going to come on a bit as well. He'll do faster than his trial.
Yeah, I wasn't happy with the trial Campini put up in qualifying, and I think Wage and War will put him to the pin of his collar here.
Look at that. All right.
$2.60 is value.
I like it. Race three, Razor's Edge, $1.20, and takes on Saint Destructor and $4.60. Gunner?
Yeah, I'd Razor's Edge. Yep.
Razor's Edge wins it. Kenny?
Yeah, same thing.
Yep, Razor's Edge.
All right, fourth event. Aston Chandon, $2.75. Webleck Ace, $1.45. Similar tale.
Yeah, Aston Chandon's a little bit hard to assess. Like this style of racing could really suit him, but then looking at it on face value, he also might not improve on his full field time. So just on that, I thought Weblick Ace being drawn the outside box would be hard to beat in this one.
Okay. Kenny, Paddy?
Yeah, I'm in the same boat here. Weblick Ace looks like an absolute bet in this match, Riz.
Yeah, I think Weblick Ace is one of my naps for all of the match races here.
Very good.
Looks like he was unlucky not to make it into the main event of tonight.
Give us your tip for the overall in the second event.
Yeah, I saw each way.
Who's going to run the fastest time?
I saw each way value in Waging War, but I think Sweet as M will be the overall winner.
The more I think about it, it is a no-brainer to not back an outsider. If they beat their other dog in their match race, you are a red-hot chance to get something at value.
Yeah, but that's what you have to evaluate. Do you get it wrong twice because you've got the head-to-head wrong and therefore you get the overall wrong, or you can get it correct twice? So this is the great thing about having races within races.
Yeah. All right. We go to the proper speed star over 515 metres. Race 1, Black Signature versus Senekai, $1.20. Very, very smart dog gunner. I think I know who's winning this.
Yeah, Shaniki, if you look, it's had an interesting preparation because it was headed for the $1 million chase, but obviously something went amiss there. They bypassed Bull Eye. So taking it a bit on face value that in terms of its fitness. But if you look at its split times when it won the Group 1 at the Meadows, some might say that it could be pegged back a little bit in head-to-head races, but I just think the times that it runs is just so hard to run past. So I can't see it getting beaten in this one.
Gents?
Yeah, Shaniki's going to take all the beating here. I think he's going to win.
Yeah, I fancy Shaniki as well. I know they had a small bit of doubt over injury, but he's obviously a very shrewd trainer, and I would think he's be 100% for this race.
Shrewd is a great word. Race 2, Hooked on Scotch takes on Cabin Fever. Hooked on Scotch, short odds, $1.15. Cabin Fever, $5.50.
Yep, the one that's named after your mum, Hooked on Scotch. Was a brilliant time and winner in the wet at Sandown a couple of weeks ago. If it brings that form here, even if it's a few lengths short of that, it wins easily.
Fellas?
I think there's more value in the other dog. I think it's a lot to ask from a Hooked on Scotch to repeat the same time again. So I just think the Cabin Fever dog has to be the bet at the price.
Yeah, I'd be with Kenny here as well. The Hooked on Scotch he's not fully guaranteed a top racer at this stage, and he still needs to prove it for me.
Very good. All right, moving on. Race 3, Get Some Wheels out of box, $3.20, takes on Courting, $4.60.
Yeah, a couple of dogs here that are really good to the second split, but then they're a little bit weak late. I think they'll be very close to each other in the run, but Got Some Wheels is a little bit better in the third sectional than Courting, so I thought Got Some Wheels would win this one.
Very nice, gents.
Yeah, I like Got Some Wheels here with a big open field, so should do all right.
Yeah, I'm with Got Some Wheels as well.
Ooh, all right, the fourth heat of the Speedstar 515 metres. There he is, Feral Frankie. $1.20 takes on poor Lucy's Milo at $4.50. Right, your own ticket up there, so.
This for me is the most interesting head-to-head, and the reason I say that is Lucy's Milo is quite a big dog that will lead Feral Frankie early, and Lucy's Milo will not leave the rail. So that could really give Feral Frankie some issues late because I think it'll be trying to dive up the inside. If it then goes to the outside, I'm not sure. I think it'll still win, but in the overall market, I'm prepared to risk Feral Frankie in this one because I think Lucy's Milo will just give it the shits enough that it won't get its own way in the head-to-head.
I'm just all over Feral Frankie here.
Yeah, it's a foregone conclusion, yeah, isn't it?
Inside, outside, Feral Frankie beats almost any dog in this country in a match race.
Hear that, mate?
Yeah, I'm not. I think Feral Frankie will win, but I'm just thinking in the overall market, I think that Feral Frankie will get deducted a couple of lengths at some stage because Lucy's Milo won't leave the rail.
Smart. All right. Okay. All right. We're going to push on as we need to rattle through these with a little bit of speed start. Now this is
for the overall. Yeah. That's why I'm sticking with Shaniki for the overall.
Okay. Let's wrap it up. Gunner. Now, look at this, mate. The speed star. Do I see a man there by the name of Tornado Tears?
You do, mate.
$1.02, poor Han Solo, if you're up against Tornado Tears in a match race.
I hope Han Solo's got the binoculars first time because that's what he'll need to see the lure.
That is remarkable. $1.02.
Poor bastard.
Tornado Tears out of box 1. Finally got the box there after as well.
Yep.
And Han Solo, box.
Although if there was a dog that was going to draw box 8 in a head-to-head series when box 8's not available, it would be Tornado Tears.
It would be. All right, boys, I'm tipping Tornado Tears.
Yep. If you want to anchor this for a multi to increase your multi by 2%, then good. Yep.
Lock it in. All right, race two. Who have we got, Gunner?
Do you don't want the other boys giving a tip here? Or well, not
I'm
necessary?
Tipping they're going to go with Tornado Tears.
Yeah, Tornado Tears can fall down and still win this race.
Yeah.
I've heard that before.
Looks like a good trail dog as well.
I've heard that someone say the exact words that this dog could fall over and it will still win this race. And do you know what happened?
It lost.
It lost.
Yep. The Sky Galaxy final, I think.
Let me just say.
Same dog.
That has been said before. Race two.
She Will Bloom will lead this one and be hard to catch.
Yeah, strongly fancy She Will Bloom in this one.
Race three.
I just think Zip and Gallon will lead this one and Sir JJ will never get close to it.
Boys?
Gunner's put Sir JJ in a too big of a price and I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, I didn't price him, mate, but anyway.
I'm with Sir JJ as well. Yeah, all the smart money is there.
All right, and the final event, as I just take a big deep breath because we've given a comprehensive Speedstar series form guide. We've got Annie Lava, $3.85, takes on Blue Shadows, $1.25.
Yeah, Blue Shadows was amazing last week over 700, ran really good time. Annie Lava a little bit stiff drawing this one because she could win a head-to-head in her own right. Blue Shadows in this one, but Annie Lava could definitely place in the overall.
Question. Oh, boys, quickly, can we get yours? Your selections of the last race or the card?
Blue Shadows.
Yeah, and Blue Shadows as well, yeah.
Okay, now I hope you had your pens, pencils and crayons out there to take notes because that's pretty good. Match racing, you can multi some of them up. The ones you don't like, you can leave out. The ones you do, you can create into a nice little juicy multi. One question I've got for you, can you multi your dog to win your match race and also win the main event?
Nah, because one's sort of dependent on the alters,
that's
on
fair.
The other.
That's fair.
Yeah, it's like multiing a soccer player to score one goal and score two goals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Logic. He's beat me with logic. Hey, I'm going to take a little breath. And then we're going to come back with the quiz.
Huh? Sounds good, mate. I am.
All right. Home Bend. What's the longest greyhound course in Australia? There you go.
I think Richmond's the longest distance. It's a bit over 7:30
like
off the top of my head.
We just ran around Richmond there. But we get to the good part. We have a couple of little Speedstar series multis that you boys want to bring to life. They'll be on site as well.
Yeah, we'll put them. We'll have a Speedstar hub up and running by tomorrow lunchtime at the latest, so you can get in there and you can bet on fastest sectionals. Will track records be broken, etc., etc.?
You're going all out up there on the training floor. Very good.
Well, it's the one event that you can have a little bit more fun with, and you can add a few markets that aren't available for other events. And you really want to try and get the fence-sitting punter, greyhound punter, I would say, involved in Greyhounds for Life because it's a great code of racing.
Like it. Okay. Now, my friend Paddy over here, he came down early today to the show. He got here before we do, as we meant to get here before and not 25 minutes late.
Mate, you weren't preparing, were you? Because we don't allow that.
And Paddy said to me, I've got a cat dog.
One day with a woof and a purr, a baby was born and it caused a little stir. No blue buzzard, no three-eyed frog, just a feline canine little cat dog. Cat dog, cat dog, alone in the world was a little cat dog.
Now he's done some homework. Paddy, without further ado, please fill us in. Knowing that the record of previous cat dog...
Cat dog.
And did you back it? Is this how you found out about it?
Previous cat dog was 71.
Okay.
Yeah, so I've fairly smashed that.
You've smashed it?
Yeah.
I didn't think it was possible. Rules of cat dog, the dog has to have won a race and it is
the time between wins.
The streak between wins.
Yeah, or the races between wins.
It's a dog
wins.
Which is turned into a cat.
Essentially.
What is it?
So this dog is called Good Baloney. I don't know if that's the right pronunciation or not, but Good Baloney ran on Monday night this week at Angle Park and just added to his losing streak.
Okay, well, let's have previous best was 71. I'd say can't be much more than that. We couldn't find him.
I'll guess 85.
I'm going to say 76. Kenny, what do you reckon it is?
It's going to be mid-80s.
Mid-80s? What is
it? Yeah, you're all south of the correct.
Really?
Oh.
It's not in three figures, is it?
Yeah, not quite. But he will go to three figures, I reckon.
What is it?
So he has currently a strike rate of one win from 101 races, and his last win was on the 2nd of August 2016.
Wow, so how many races is that?
He's had 91 runs since a win.
Jeez. That is what I like. Yeah. That is 91 is the new benchmark for cat dog.
So no, should we
anyone
have,
out there can beat 91.
So we should we have a benchmark for races since a win, and then we'll have a benchmark for races in between wins?
No, well,
we could have two categories.
Well,
or?
The rule of cat dog is the streak since your last win.
Okay.
91 right. is unbelievable.
That's well, right
Frosty
up there.
Black Jay never won. That's a different echelon of spudness.
This is
proper. That's proper good. No, very good. Very like. Hey, give us your multis for the speedster. Quickly.
Kick us off, or do you want me to go? I can go. I'm ready. I'm going. I'm sticking to mainly the staying races here. I'm going She Will Bloom into Zipping Gallon, into Blue Shadows, and into Shenicky. That comes out at 273 on current prices, so we'll put that up around the 330 mark.
Get on. Yep.
I'm going to go with Neil Cleo, Campini, She Will Bloom, and Sir JJ, works at around 580.
Very nice. Patty?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Weplek Ace, Seneki, Feral Frankie, and She Will Bloom. And it comes out around $2.70. We'll have it up at around $3.20.
I like it.
So we'll put those as part of the Speedstar Hub as well.
Very good. All right. Schmacko's quiz to wrap it up. We're fast paced here. Can we test our buzzers, please?
Rhino.
Paddy.
Kenny, very good. All right, very good. All right, as the music comes down here, thinking music. All right, question number one. Phil Frankie has had 30 starts for how many wins?
Rhino. I'll go 22.
No.
Paddy.
Yep.
19.
No.
Nearest the pin?
Yep.
16.
18. Paddy takes the chocolates.
Nice work, Paddy.
Question two. What is the latest Greyhound track to have a redevelopment?
Rhino. Terralgan.
No.
Kenny. Wentworth?
No.
Paddy. Nora.
I'm actually not going to get it to anyone. Grafton.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, boys, you better.
Sunbowl.
Question three. Actually, I'm going to give it to Paddy. 2-0, because he was closest with Nara. Nearest a pin geographically. Question three. True or false, chocolate is bad for greyhounds?
Rhino. Very bad.
Correct. 2-1. Question four. True or false, Kennington Racetrack is located next to a Bunnings, a Dan Murphy's, and a BMX track.
Rhino.
Kenny?
I think so.
Rhino! No, it's not.
There's no BMX track, but it's got the others. Question five, true or false? A dog taking a crap before a race is a proven recipe for success.
Rhino! Pete Riley said it's true, and I'm backing in the big fella.
It's true. Paddy wins the quiz for the...
No, he doesn't!
He does 2-0.
I won three. I got the three questions.
No, Kenny got it.
No, he didn't.
Kenny got it.
No, he didn't. Gallo wins.
Fast and loose, baby. You know how it is. Hey, show me the money quickly before we get out of here.
Here comes the money!
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money! Money.
Let's just go with the multis.
Okay. Very good. Well, I'm going to put
Unless you boys want to put something else. I'll go my multi.
Well, you've got your multi. Yep. You go your multi. Kenny goes his multi, and I'm going to go $100 full strength bet on Tornado Tears to win his match race.
Oh, wow. Brave heart, please.
I'm going to go.
Everybody give Paddy a round of applause.
Hey, mate, you can't go broke backing winners, all right? It's as simple as that.
So you're going to make $2.
Yep.
Got to still wouldn't lay it.
Gonna make $2.
I'm gonna go Blue Striker to place in his speedster.
Like it. Very good. All right, let's wrap it up. That's,
your project for the weekend is to locate your balls and bring them in next week.
That was a long show. You're going to have to do a bit of editing work, I reckon, on this.
Yeah, maybe you could edit out that $1.02 shot that you picked.
Oh, very good. All right, thanks for coming in, boys. It was nice to have you. And I
look forward to seeing you next week. Imagine maybe tipped it to place.
Tools down, gamble responsibly, like, listen, subscribe. Bye.
See you, boys.
Bye. Bye.